Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today, I'm going to highlight an NFL legend, a college football legend, by way of Grambling State University, Mr. James the Shaq Harris, quarterback, Buffalo Bills, the Los Angeles Rams, and the San Diego Chargers, by way of Grambling State University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. You see that gentleman on the screen, Mr. James Harris, quarterback of Grambling State University. He's a gentleman that, when we talk about all the great football players through this great game of the National Football League, a guy that goes really unnoticed. And I know when we talk about great quarterbacks in this game, we talk about Tom Brady, we talk about John Elway, Joe Namath, even Russell Wilson, guys that's won the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes. And even today, we talk about them on a high level. This gentleman right here really didn't have a Hall of Fame career, I think. Ended up with 45 career touchdown passes, over 8,136 yards passing. But I'm going to tell you, his impact on the game, his impact coming from a school in the SWAC, Grambling State University, had a lot of impact in the National Football League on the most important position that's played, the quarterback position. And the reason I say that, because he was an African-American young man coming out of Monroe, Louisiana, coached by one of the greatest coaches ever in college football, Eddie Robinson. But James Harris really opened the doors for all the other African-American quarterbacks that went on and had success in this game. Vince Moore, Warren Moon, Reggie Collier, Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick, Kyler Murray, Vince Evans, Rodney Peak, Andre Ware, Lamar Jackson, Tyler Huntley, Malik Willis, Cam Newton, Josh Freeman, Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb, Doug Williams, Charlie Batch, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Jamarcus Russell, Jameis Winston, Tony Robinson, Deshaun Watson, Jacoby Brissett, help me, Jesus, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, the late, great Dwayne Haskins, Teddy Bridgewater, and Robert Griffin III. After I finish my video today, I hope anybody that's watching this video, and all these gentlemen I just announced at the quarterback position, what y'all need to do is reach out to James Shaq Harris and say thank you for what he endured being drafted in 1969 into the NFL and being a guy that had the talent, that had the ability, but really never got a shot. The Buffalo Bills did not do him right. I'm sorry, played 3 years there. And the Los Angeles Rams, Chuck Knox, I got to give kudos to you. You had the guts to start this young man back in 1974 and 1975, and Mr. Harris won two Western Division titles. And what I like about James the Shaq Harris is that a lot of people don't speak about him being the guy that really set the tone, that endured a lot at the most important position. First black quarterback to start a regular season game, September 21st, 1975. First black quarterback to start a playoff game. Think about that. 1975, the first black quarterback to start a regular season game. Opening regular season game. That's something to really think about. I was 14, 15 years old at the time. In the 10th grade. No, 14 years old in the 9th grade. That's not long ago. Because I'm 62 years old today, as we look, as you watch me here on this video. But he won the job, James Harris, during the season with Chuck Knox. And the Rams were 3-2 that year in 74. And he decided to go with James Harris. And the first game Mr. Harris got in, he went for 276 yards, 12 of 15, three touchdowns. Then I remember that year he led the Rams to a playoff win over the Washington Redskins 19-10. And then lost a real tough playoff game to the Minnesota Vikings. Even today, when you look at the Los Angeles Rams quarterback history, granted, Matthew Stafford won the Super Bowl last year. James Harris still is one of the top five quarterbacks in Los Angeles Rams history. L.A., Hollywood. But the most important thing that he done, he took a lot of stuff to pave the way for all these other great quarterbacks that was having success. The Kyler Murrays, the Deshaun Watsons, the Michael Vicks, the Patrick Mahomes, the Russell Wilsons, the Warren Moons. Make no bones, man. James Harris is a guy that stood out there. And, man, reading the story and the institutional racism that he faced in Buffalo, and then what he had to endure with the Rams, it makes you sit back today and have so much love and respect for this young man out of Monroe, Louisiana. But I remember my first knowledge of Mr. James Harris. Yankee Stadium, September 28th, 1968. Wild World of Sports. They televised the black first major classic, Morgan State and Grambling. Morgan State won that football game 9-7. And the stars that were on the field that day before, 62,000 black people. The stars that was on both teams, Raymond Chester with Morgan State, William Roten with Morgan State, Mark Washington with Warren with Morgan State, John Fuqua with Morgan State. Grambling, you had Charlie Joyner, outstanding Hall of Fame receiver, Goldie Sellers. Oh, my God, Hilton Crawford. But the one thing I looked at in that football game as I was an eight-year-old guy watching it on my parents' color TV, I was looking at the quarterback for Grambling, and his name was James Shaq Harris. And I was looking at that skill set, prototype NFL. Size 6'3", about 220, A plus. Release point, A plus. The foot quickness, A plus. The touch, A plus. The toughness, A plus. The never say die attitude, A plus. The intangibles. Listen to the word I'm saying about James Harris. Even at that time, watching that game, September 28th, 1968, the intangibles, he could handle racism. And his coach believed in him, Eddie Robinson. The arm strength, he can make every throw. and the poise he had. Granted, Grambling didn't win that football game, but clearly, clearly, James Harris was the one that made the water turn. And then think about his career at Grambling State. He went 24-5-1, four SWAC titles. Then drafted in the same draft as O.J. Simpson. Never really getting a chance with the Buffalo Bills. But however, when he got a chance in Hollywood, like I say, go look at him. The first black quarterback to start a regular season game. The first black quarterback to start a postseason game. But as we talk about James Harris and we talk about the quarterback position and we talk about all the greats that play the game, he never, ever gets his flowers. He never gets the respect. But you know what? Today, here in this lovely day of August, in my house here on 4207 Greenfield Drive here in Douglasville, Georgia, 30 miles west of downtown Atlanta, I'm going to give James Harris his flowers. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Harris. And let's go back to the day I watched him. When I first became acknowledged, September 28th, one more time, 1968. Him playing for Grambling State University and they going against Morgan State. Before 62,000 people united in Yankee Stadium. Think how serious it was back then. The great Dr. Martin Luther King, 5 months earlier, had been assassinated in my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. But think about Mr. Harris being part of that game. It showed you what a talent was. Granted, Mr. Harris didn't get the opportunity when he was taken in the 1969 NFL draft, but he got enough opportunity to show you that African Americans can play this quarterback position at a high level. Doug Williams winning the Super Bowl. Went to the same school. Over 370 yards passing. I'm not going to get the numbers right. The MVP in that game. Russell Wilson winning the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes winning the Super Bowl. Granted, a lot of people might not like Mike Vick here in Atlanta, but when he got here, he put this city on fire. Cam Newton taking the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl. But you know what? And Warren Moon running that Houston run and shoot in the late 80s and 90s. But the flowers, the love, and the respect should go to James the Shaq Harris. He set the tone for the African-American quarterback to have a chance to play this great game. A pro football and also college. Let me throw Vince Young in there, winning the national championship with the Texas Longhorns. There's a lot of players that go unnoticed when we talk about college football and we talk about the NFL. There's a lot of players in the Hall of Fame that, granted, I've been voted there, but there's a lot of players that's not in the Hall of Fame. I'm not talking about James Harris as a Hall of Famer, of course not. But it should be some way that we should honor him on that level. Just like I did a video a few moments ago about Otis Taylor. The one thing, those gentlemen were pioneers, and this guy was a pioneer at the most powerful position. And what he had to endure, and what he had to do, was just... It's a lot of people not built like that and not built for that. He got the Los Angeles Rams organization to being respectable in the mid-70s. Then got traded to the San Diego Chargers, which was total disrespect. But I'm glad that he ended up becoming executive with the Baltimore Ravens from 1997 to 2003, and he got a Super Bowl ring. Then he went with the Jacksonville Jaguars from 2003 to 2008, then with Detroit Lions 2009, 2015. But make no bones, when you look at all the success at that quarterback position and all the African-Americans that's had success, the one thing I want you gentlemen to remember and what you should do, you should get Mr. Harris contact information and you should contact him and say thank you. And to all you people out there that I see on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, and you talk about all these HBCU football programs, the one thing that you need to, especially all y'all who say that you are the HBCUs, and it's a game here in Atlanta this weekend. As I told you, I'm in Douglasville, Georgia, was 30 miles west. Excuse me, the classic. The one person, I don't care what school is playing, the one person that should be at all these events, Orange Blossom Classic, the classic in Memphis between Jackson State and Tennessee State this year, the classic here between Howard and Alabama State, you should honor James Harris of Grambling State University. Matter of fact, he was the MVP of the 1967 Orange Blossom Classic. Stand up. Stand you running around all around the corner. Stand up and honor this man. And do your background work on him. Because what he endured to make that position accessible to all the African-American other guys that came before him, you should honor that. This guy was special. If he would have been playing today, it would have been a different story. He just came up in a time that that position, the quarterback position, the royal position, it wasn't really made for the African-American to succeed. But I'm going to say it again. Over the last few years, it's been progress been made. Warren Moon, Patrick Mahomes, Michael Vick, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Randall Cunningham, Cam Newton, Doug Williams, McNabb, Lamar Jackson, Trey Lance, Bridgewater, Robert Griffin III, Jacoby Brissett. Give love to James and Shaq Harris, man. Quarterback, Grambling State University. Thank you. That's why I love this game and I can stand up pride. As I told you, when you look at the talent level back in the 60s and 70s, it didn't come from the Alabamas. It didn't come from the USC's. It didn't come from the Georgias, the Tennessees. That talent level was coming from the SWAC, baby. And all the great football players made a stain in the National Football League with lesser facilities. That's why I can sit up here on 100 Yards of Football and say the greatest football player pound for pound is Jerry Rice. Make no bones. You could talk about anybody else. Pound for pound is Jerry Rice. That's why Walter Payton, when you mention the running back position, you got to put Sweetness there. And when you talk about the cornerback position, I know we talk about Deion Sanders, granted, we talk about Darryl Green, but you got to put Albert Lewis there. You got to put Everson Walls there. You got to put Leslie Frazier there. You got to put Lynn Barney there. I'm sorry. Robert Bazile, Willie Lanier, Claude Humphrey, Buck Buchanan, L.C. Greenwood, John Stallworth, Joe Gilliam, Andrews Dickey. I'm going to represent today, baby, because I love the SWAC. Granted, I went to a Power Five school, Arkansas. I should have took my own advice in 78 and went to Southern University. But I made that mistake. But make no bones, I'm going to give love to the SWAC. Because you know why? Because of the young man that's on the screen right here, James Harris. And because I remember going to those Tennessee State games when they came to Memphis, Tennessee, and then when they played at Hale Stadium up there in Nashville. It's an honor today to honor James Harris, quarterback, Grambling State University. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, today. And the final words about James Harris. When you wish upon a star, your heavens will take you very far. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice White, Memphis, Tennessee. James Harris, granted, he might not have the numbers. Granted, he might not have the stats. But he was a shining star in the National Football League as one of the first African-American quarterbacks under the center position.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Y'all be blessed. Thank you for allowing me to come in your living rooms today here on 100 Yards of Football. Thank you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.